All right, here's the kickoff. It's kicked to Kenny Grant on the fumble by Massey, and Grant's got it. He's juking several defenders, and he's loose. He's cross midfield. He's at the 30. Gates is all he has left to beat. He's at the 10, the 5, touchdown, Kenny Grant, to start this second half. Ladies and gentlemen, I was wanting to say before they kicked it off, we needed to keep it away from Kenny Grant. Randy, this year against Savannah, or this season against Savannah, he returned an 88-yard kickoff for a touchdown. Last year, he had two kickoff returns for a touchdown, an 80-yarder against Kansas City East and an 85-yarder against LeBlanc.
And how long was this one? I wasn't even looking up.
He picked it up at the 20-yard line, I believe. I'm going to call it the
close
25.
But 25?
25. Bryce, I think it was Tyler Burgess, had the ball and was going upfield with it, fumbled it. Grant picked it up and ran it all the way back. Here's Wild with the extra point. This baby's way
good.
Up in the sky. And this one is good, Randy. With 11:41 remaining in the third quarter, we're just underway. Lafayette has already drawn blood. They lead it now 37-0 over the Hornets, and we have now entered a continuous clock in this ball game.
Wow, talk about shell shock to come out. You hope that you can execute a little bit better, and there's that speed. And the Lafayette players are actually dancing on the field. They're dancing in the huddle. You don't see too many coaches that put up with that.
All right. Lafayette will be kicking off once again. Wild has been getting his practice in tonight with that right foot of his, as he's been kicking it off a lot, especially on the South 40-yard line, as Lafayette has scored the majority of their points at the north end zone.
Maybe we can return the favor. Nothing wrong with that.
Wild is getting set. Back deep for the Hornets is D.L. Midget at the goal line. Hayward and Baker are also back there, the two freshmen. Here's Wild with the kickoff. Strong kick up in the air. It's going to be bounces into the end zone as Midget thought that Baker had it. Baker thought that Midget had it.
Got to communicate back there.
And the ball luckily went bouncing back into the end zone for a touchback, so the Hornets will have it first and 10 at their own 20-yard line.
Pardon me while I crunch on my peppermint that's in my mouth. So Jellicotte just has not had good field position the entire night. Lafayette has started pretty good field position most of the drives, and the one drive they didn't, it only took them one play to go 90 yards. So,
and Randy, we need desperately to complete a pass. We've yet to complete a pass tonight. That would surely help this offense if they could complete a pass to get these defenders off the line of scrimmage a bit. Chelligotti has two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Shotgun formation for Clampett. Long is to his left hip. Goes back to pass. It's thrown. It's caught at the 25-yard line. A 5-yard reception by, was that, who was that number? Was that Alpern with the
number
kicks?
Eight, no, it was number 82.
Okay.
Eric Rutledge.
Rutter.
Actually, that's the second completion. He did complete the one to DL for a loss of 4. So, 5-yard pass, it's a start. Boost a little confidence of some players. Second and 5 from the 25, down 36-0.
Here we go from the Hornet 25-yard line. Clampett pitches it back to Midget. Midget, Sutter steps in the backfield, tries to turn his way up, but the speed of Lafayette's defense brings him down behind the line of scrimmage. Leading the charge for Lafayette was Tyler Burgess and Cody Pettyjohn. The minute he got that pitch back, Randy, two defenders were staring right at him, ready to take him down.
I mean, you can't really blame him that. It's his job to run. It's someone else's job to hold off the defenders, if at all possible.
10:27 remains, third quarter here at Alumni Stadium.
Loss of 1 that play.
Chilligothy trails 37-0 on the continuous clock most right now. Alpern wide to the right. Gates wide to the left. Clampett throws. Caught by Alpern at the 30 on a slant. He's crossed midfield. He's at the 40, 30, 20 of Lafayette. Brought down from behind by Travis Webster. Travis Webster was all that Alpern had to beat to or else he would have gone in for the score, and Webster made the touchdown-saving tackle.
Yeah, and that right there tells Lafayette speed. Alpert's a good track athlete. He's a good runner. He's a good fast runner, just like Midget. So it started at the 24, and it goes down to the 17. So that's 26 and 33.
59-yard reception there.
I was going to get there. I was counting on my fingers and toes.
From Clampett to Alperin.
So that's a boost to the passing game right there.
Three wide receivers to the left as Clampett's in shotgun formation. Stairs to the left all the way. The receiver slipped as he cut. That was Gates at the 10. Luckily, that ball was not picked off. The ball goes incomplete. It'll bring up a second down and 10 now for the Hornets. The ball just outside the 15-yard line. We're going to call it the 16-yard line from our vantage point. You're listening to Hornets football on 98.5 FM and 1010 AM in Chillicothe, Missouri, as Tyler Long goes out of the ball game and replaced by DJ Gannon in the backfield. It'll be Gillen, Gates, Gannon, and Midget in a straight T formation. Strong line to the right. Second and 10 from the 16 of Lafayette. Pitch back goes to Midget. Nothing doing as he goes around the left side, brought down by Elon White of the Lafayette Fighting Irish, and a flag goes up at the line of scrimmage.
I thought it was a flag. Is it a flag or someone's yellow sign? No, there it is at the line of scrimmage.
Midget slow getting up where he was brought down, but he gets up on his own accord and looks like he's going to go off to the sidelines for a moment. Jogging off is D.L. Midget, fine young running back. He's being talked to now by Mitri, who met him out midfield.
It's a flag is on Chillicothe, so a little insult to injury there.
That penalty comes with 8 minutes, 17 seconds remaining third quarter, 37-0 the score. Chillicothe trails in this ball game.
That's from the spot of the foul, so a 5-yard penalty. Back to the 20, it's second and 13.
Rutledge wide to the left. Gates and Gannon wide to the right, long in the backfield. Throw pass by Clampett, a slant that's thrown behind the intended receiver, Rutledge. And it'll bring up a fourth down now for Chillicothe. Fourth and 12 for the Hornets. Ball sitting after that penalty at the 19-yard line.
Must have been a loss of down penalty.
Chillicothe looking for their first road victory of the year. They are 0-3 on the road this season. Lafayette is 3-0 at home this year, having won all three games and all two of those being conference games. Back to pass goes Clampett. Throws on the run to the right. It's up in the air. It's intercepted in the end zone by number 5, Travis Webster. So Webster makes two great defensive plays on this stand here for Lafayette, having stopped Alfred from scoring, and then he finishes the drive with the interception in the end zone.
I'm still not sure why that was fourth down. First down was incomplete pass. Second down was Midget's run with a 5-yard flag on us. Shouldn't that have been second down again instead of third down? So that should have been actually third down, but it said fourth. I didn't see a loss of down sign from anyone.
Clock continues to run. We're down to 6:30 remaining in this third quarter. 37-0 the score. Lafayette leads it. Cortez going back to pass, looking for more. The ball is batted and incomplete. Batted down by Majors. And the ball falls short of the intended receiver, Massey. So it'll bring up a second down and 10 now for Lafayette. As the Fighting Irish all look at their bands and go no huddle. Chillicothe hurriedly gets in position defensively. Massey now will be wide to the left. Double wing formation of Grant and Green. Handoff is to Leonard. Hughes crosses the 25, the 30, the 35, and is finally brought down at the 39-yard line of Lafayette
by Cole Nichols,
where he picks up a first down. Cameron Allen and Cole Nichols on the tackle.
And again, he broke at least two separate tackling possibilities there, so Chillicothe not able to bring him down when they had the opportunity. Gain of 18 up to the 38.
Okay, the Hornets now getting set on defense. Lawhoff is into the ball game at a defensive back position. He will be covering Massey, who will be wide to the right on this first and 10 play for Lafayette. Lafayette has three wide receivers to the left. Cortez rolls to his left, throws to his left, incomplete. He bobbled the ball to the intended receiver, number 13, Austin Day.
I thought that was a catch at first, but
it hit him right in the numbers.
Yeah, it was a good pass, and he was open. That's one where you don't really want to think, where you're thankful that there's not a huddle, because you don't want to go back and face your quarterback.
Day goes off to the sidelines now in disgust as Cortez comes back towards the line of scrimmage, his team awaiting the next alignment offensively. Three down defensive linemen, now four for the Hornets. Double wing formation, Massey wide to the left, Green and Grant are in the wing formation. Grant gets the call, he evades one defender in the backfield, that's Majors, stays on his feet as he just, three or four defenders of the Hornets just could not wrap him up, and he loses 2.5 yards on the carry, but he ran more like 15 yards there through the backfield.
It's time to be a hard case. There's no excuse for missing that many tackles back there.
Grant is exhausted, and he comes out of this ball game to take a breather, as does Preston Gregory, the tight end. Leonard also comes out of the game.
Going to call it third and 13 back at the 35-yard line.
3:35 remains in the third quarter, 37-0 the score. Chillicothe trails it, third and 13 for Lafayette. And a flag goes up in the air as the...
Too much time, maybe?
Looks like a... Kind of gave a holding call there, but the ball wasn't snapped. It's got to be too much time, Randy, but I could have swore that was a holding call by the referee there. But, yes, it is a penalty. Now it'll bring up a third and 18 for the Fighting Irish at their own 30-yard line. Cortez in shotgun formation. Unloads down the east sidelines for Massey. The defender is there. That's Clampett, the leading interceptor on this defense for the Hornets, and he bats that ball away. He stayed toe for toe with the speedy Massey down the east sidelines and bats that ball away.
Good coverage right there by Clampett. As you said, step for step, eyeing the football, and a nice job by the athletic Tyler Clampett.
Chillicothe's only had three interceptions this season defensively, two of those by Clampett in the Cameron game at home, and then one last week in the LeBlanc game by D.L. Midget. Austin Day in punt formation, flag goes up in the air in the Lafayette backfield. Too many men on the field, I believe, and this will push Lafayette back even further as they get set to punt this ball away. Austin Day has yet to punt tonight. His first punting attempt is here coming moments away. DJ Gannon now comes in to receive this punt instead of Clampett, who goes over to the sidelines.
One more penalty, they're going to be back where this drive started.
Day is back at his own 10-yard line now in deep snap formation. Gannon is back at his own 40.
Officials timeout. They wave off the flag now.
Okay, they wave off the flag. Through this whole mess and mayhem, the clock has continued to run now. It's down to 1:20 remaining third quarter. So that plays in Lafayette's favor. Day is now standing at the 20-yard line of Lafayette. Here's the snap. Ball up in the air. Beautiful punt, spiraling punt that Gannon takes and falls forward at about the 32-yard line at Chillicothe.
He had a fair catch, so he just caught it and then lost his balance. But, yeah, you're right, it'll be at the 32-yard line with under a minute to play in the third quarter.
Chillicothe back on offense, second time this second half. Clampett, your quarterback, comes in from the sidelines with the next play. 30 seconds remains here in the third quarter as the Hornets trail it 37-0 and are under a continuous clock at this moment. Clampett has two backs in the backfield. Gates and Gannon. Gannon gets the call, goes around the left side, picks up some good yardage, a gain of 11, so he picks up a Hornet first down. Good blocking that time around the left side, and Gannon broke several tackles as well. Cortland Hughes was in on the tackle, and that is the end of the third quarter here at Alumni Stadium with St. Joe Lafayette leading this Midland Empire Conference game over Chillicothe 37-0. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI.